Hello everyone, my name is David Lee. Today I'm going to be taking you on the day 3 of our retreat, getting my words and my relationship right. Father, we thank you because you're here to teach us, guide us in your wisdom, guide us in your light, give us illumination in Jesus' name. Our text is taken from Isaiah chapter 8 and verses 11 to 13. For the Lord spoke first to me with a strong hand and instructed me that I should not walk in the way of these people, saying, "Say ye not a confederacy to all them to whom these people shall say a confederacy, neither fear ye their fear, nor be afraid. Sanctify the Lord of hosts himself, and let him be your fear, and let him be your dread." Hallelujah. That is a scriptural reading, and we're going to be concentrating on getting your words right. And God started speaking to prophet Isaiah. He said, "Do not be afraid of the things that these people fear." Meaning that there is a relationship that the children of Israelite have with God that is not making them to be just normal persons. A brief overview of the creation of man. When God created man, he gave him authority, he gave him power, he gave him everything. God did, the idea was that man should be able to do, of course, until man sinned and he lost all of those privileges. And that inclusive is the creative dimension of words, getting your words right, getting your words and your relationship right. It means that everything that man would have been able to say, just like when God said, "Let there be light," man also had an opportunity when, until he sinned, he had the ability to create things, to call life out of that which is lifeless, to call light out of that which is lightless, until man sinned. So, we're going to be reflecting on the words of our mouth. How do you get these things right? How do we begin to act the way God wants us to act? He said, "Do not be afraid of the things that they fear." Meaning to say that there is an agency that must sponsor a man before he just, you know, lives his life in such a way that he's not afraid of how other people act, because he understands that there is he or he that is greater, that is in him, is greater than he that is in the world. It takes something, it takes a backing. And one of the ways in which you can get your words right is to have an understanding that your mind must be renewed daily. Bible speaking in Romans chapter 12, he said, "Do not be conformed to the standard of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." If your mind is not renewed, there wouldn't be the right words to speak. No one that two people in the same situation are able to speak the word out of their circumstances. Now, somebody may not understand the dimension of the creative power of God, but another person understands it. No wonder. The same situation, but somebody uses the word and they are free. If your mind is not renewed daily, if the things that come into your mind are negative, they would create a negative breeding ground for the word. You wouldn't have the right words for the right situation. Your mind must be renewed every day and daily. This is a key that afford or that guarantee that you'll be able to get your words right. Secondly, Bible says in the book of Proverbs chapter 23 verse 7, "For as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he." So you see, it means that your reality, the reality of your life, the things that you speak outside of you are a function of your thoughts. No wonder it is important that our thoughts be healthy. No wonder it is important that the things that come into our minds in terms of our thoughts be such thoughts that are guided by the word of God. Amen. Philippians chapter 2 verses 5 says that, "Let the mind which was also in Christ," or "let this mind which was also in Christ be in you." You can never get your words right. No wonder we are always trying in creation. There are things that are not going the way we expect them to go, because everybody is making effort to think their own thoughts. Or God said, we must always be remembered or reminded that we are not like these people. Bible said, "Have ye not known that ye are God's and that you are the children of the Most High?" It is important that we have an advantage, and that is God. No wonder the Bible says, when people are saying there is a casting down, we will see there is a lifting up. It comes from a depth of an understanding that we are gods, and that the agency that is sponsoring our operation in life is that which is greater than the natural. Therefore, our words need to be positive. Anytime we are engaging life, we need to engage life intentionally with a school of thought that because everybody is doing it does not mean you it is right. Because there is an agency upon which you draw your conviction from, that is why it is God. And because it means everybody tried and failed, it does not mean you will try and fail. Because Bible says from the beginning that do not be afraid of the things that they fear, because there is He that is backing you, which is not normal with the other person that is backing the people of the world. We must live our lives with such consciousness, with an understanding that we are not supposed to be afraid of that which is of the natural. We have an advantage that is supernatural. At some point in my life, I was afraid of what would happen tomorrow. I was afraid of what would be, but I later found out from the word of God that before I was born, He had created me. He had given a design, a particular design for me before I was formed. He made me the way I am today because of the purpose that He has destined for me. And so I understand that my life is actually from a higher call. As we live our life through the six remaining months in this year, we must understand that we have an advantage, and that is God. Because every other person is failing does not mean we will fail. Because every other person has tried and has not succeeded does not mean we will not try and succeed. Let us always live with that consciousness that indeed God is always and will continue to be by our side. I pray that God will give us the grace to understand Him truly, to be able to get our words right, and to build our relationship right. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Father, we thank You for Your word. We pray for the spirit of light, illumination, breathe upon our hearts, and give us the understanding to remember that we have an advantage, and that is You. Glorify Yourself in Jesus' name. Amen.